This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Surat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnaw said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan addressed a special Gram Sabha at Loni Budruk in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district, outlining the provisions of the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act 2025. The program was webcast nationwide and viewed by over 6 million people from more than 1 lakh locations. Mr. Chauhan said the new law provides a legal guarantee of 125 days of employment with mandatory payment of wages within 1 week. In case of delay beyond 15 days, workers will receive an additional 0.05% interest. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence, or AI, is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under SOAR, Skilling for AI Readiness, at the Rashtrapati Bhavan, the president said that AI is not just a technology, but a powerful opportunity for positive change in the country. The Department of Financial Services has highlighted that exports remain a critical pillar of India's economy, accounting for nearly 21% of GDP and generating robust foreign exchange inflows. With over 45 million people directly and indirectly employed in export-oriented sectors, MSMEs contribute nearly 45% of the country's total exports, playing a vital role in supporting economic stability and growth. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement has come into effect, granting all Indian exports a duty-free access in the Australian market. Under the agreement, 100% of Indian tariff lines will get duty-free access, benefiting key sectors like gems and jewellery, textiles, leather, footwear, furniture, food products, engineering goods, medical services and automobiles. India, in turn, will offer preferential access on over 70% of tariff lines to Australia, mainly covering raw materials and intermediates like coal, mineral ores and wine. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. Clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. The ministry said that the price of commercial LPG cylinders is market determined and linked to international benchmarks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the remarkable achievement of S. Suresh Kumar for successfully cycling from Bengaluru to Kanyakumari. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that his achievement is not only commendable and inspiring, but also a testament to his grit and unyielding spirit. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for dense fog in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan today. Snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand is also predicted for today. Dense fog conditions in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states will also occur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.